Hello, everyone. This is Brittany Bruce's podcast. I hope you guys have had a wonderful day. Because it's nighttime now. But I'm going to be talking to you guys about being sensitive to the Holy Spirit, okay? And, you know, if we're not sensitive to the Holy Spirit, we can't expect Him to show up. I'm going to say that again. If we're not sensitive to the Holy Spirit, we can't expect Him to show up. I'm going to give you an example, okay? This happened today. And, you know, I'm just making myself a thing of tea like I always do because it helps me settle down for nighttime. And the Holy Spirit told me to make my mom a cup of coffee. And I could have ignored that, but if I would have ignored that, I would have grieved the Holy Spirit. So I made her a cup of coffee, and I felt so much peace, so much joy, because she wanted a cup of coffee. See, a lot of times people think that the Holy Spirit is just, you know, thus saith the Lord, you're going to go to Africa, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. The Holy Spirit is very practical. He cares about the desires of our hearts. And the Holy Spirit often puts things on our hearts to do for other people because the Holy Spirit doesn't want us to be selfish. He wants us to be selfless. And the only way we can do that is by denying ourselves daily and allowing Him to do what it is that He wants to do in us and through us. And how do we be sensitive to the Holy Spirit? You have to have a relationship with Him. You have to fellowship with Him. You have to yearn for Him above anything else. Because if you ain't spending time with Him on a consistent basis, I don't care if it's 30 minutes, 5 minutes, a minute. If you're not spending time with God, you're not going to be sensitive to Him. I'm sorry. If you're not making an effort to spend time with God, how are you going to know that He's there when He's in your midst? You're not. And it's very applicable that we're sensitive to God, because we can't be sensitive to people and the needs of people and what they need if we're not sensitive to God first. It's a very important principle that we are sensitive to God and the Holy Spirit, because when we're sensitive to God, that will cause us to want to be good to people. And that will cause us to want to do whatever it is He prompts us to do. You know, and you never want to grieve the Holy Spirit. Like, for example, if I would have said, "No, Holy Spirit, no way am I making my mom a cup of coffee," I would have grieved the Holy Spirit instantly. And I personally do not want to grieve the Holy Spirit. And it really wasn't a big deal for me. I'm like, okay, make her a cup of coffee. You know, because we don't realize those things that don't really seem like much, they really mean a lot. And if you are not paying attention to those little teeny tiny things that He's telling you to do, you're missing it, because He's not going to give you bigger things until He knows that you're trusted with the little things. We know this because He says this in His word. If you are faithful with the little, you'll become ruler over much. And so on and so forth. But I just wanted to share this with you guys because I'm fired up, and I want to encourage you guys, light some fires in y'all. But honestly, the only way we become more sensitive, I believe, is having a heart of worship. Because if you don't have a heart of worship, you're not going to hear clearly. In John 10:27, "My sheep know my voice. A voice of a stranger they will not follow." So my question for you today is, do you know the Father's voice? Are you listening to His leadings, His guidings? if are you walking away from them? It's important that you're sensitive to what he is laying on your heart to do, because he's laying it on your heart for a reason. So when he speaks to you, or when he leads you and he guides you, number one, you have to remind yourself that you asked for it. If you ask for more of God and less of you, or you ask for more sensitivity to him, don't grieve him when it shows up. Embrace it. Take it. Because when you take it, God shows up in a mighty way. And then when you listen to it, it is so wonderful when you listen, or when you obey the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Now, when you disobey to him, you don't have those amazing feelings. You have a feeling of like regret because you should have listened to him. But I want to encourage you guys to just be sensitive. Go deeper with God. And the only way we go deeper with God is by worship, is by prayer, is by studying his word. Because the more we study his word, the more we spend time with him, the more we know him intimately. And that's ultimately what he wants from us. So I love you guys, and I hope this was an encouragement, but I also hope this was a challenge for you. Love you. Bye.